Blog Talk Radio. And it reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we come right now just thanking you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you cleanse us from our sins. Forgive us of our sins and our transgressions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will help us to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith we have been called. Father God, we ask that you will fill our cup and that our cup will overflow with new wine. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your Holy Ghost anointing, Father, will remove every burden and destroy every yoke of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that everyone that's listening in now and that will listen in the days to come, that, Father, this word will fall on good ground in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I know what prayer can do. Right now, I want to honor, acknowledge my dear sister, Shakita Brown, a Calvary Apostolic Church, and her family are in the loss of their son. We want to just ask God to cover them with the blood of Jesus, to protect them and to keep them in their care and to comfort them during this hour of bereavement. We ask that you will lift the Browns up in the name of Jesus. Keep them lifted up in prayer and ask God to remove. We ask you, Father, right now to remove that burden and destroy the yoke of bondage, Father God, and let your healing virtue take over and flow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We know what it feels like to lose a loved one. And a child is a very hard thing to lose. Just a hard pill to swallow. I was telling Elder Tripper, my husband, today, I said, you can bury, they say, people that have mothers that have buried their children or men that have buried their children. It says nothing like having to bury your own child. And so we want to keep that Brown family lifted up in prayer and ask God to watch over them and to comfort them in this time of sorrow. Amen. Amen. We're praying for you, Sister Shakita, and we love you and your family. God bless you. I know what prayer can do. What Jesus has done for others, he'll do it for you. Amen? Because why? God specializes. He's just that kind of God. He can do anything but fail. Jesus does not make any mistakes because he is perfect. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. And beside him, there is none other. He is the creator, the maker of the heavens and the earth and the universe. And to God be the glory. And he said in his word that there is no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk upright. Amen. So we got to seek after him. He said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. It's everything, not some things, but everything shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. So we're just thankful and grateful to be here on this ministering God's way this afternoon. Elder Tripler and I were in Carthage, Mississippi this morning. He preached a sermon titled, It's Me, Standing in the Need of Prayer. Amen. How many of us know it's not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. It starts with you. It starts with me. We sometimes we want to place the blame on others, and we want to criticize others or find the fault in others, when we need to find the fault in ourselves and examine ourselves daily, as Christ Jesus said. He said, examine yourself daily. Amen? And the Bible tells us, when we're talking about we know what prayer can do, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That means don't ever stop praying, because we always want to remain prayerful, because it's so many things going on in your personal life and the world today. It keeps you on your knees. It can keep you on your knees if you take it and everything and go to God in prayer. Amen. A lot of times, some of us, we do pray, but we don't humble ourselves and bow down on our knees. God gave us legs. If you have good legs and you can bend them, bend down and humble yourself. Go down. Jesus kneeled down. Bend down. Humble yourself. Show reverence and honor to the Lord and go to him. Bow down and worship the Lamb of God. Amen. And go to him and just lay at Jesus' feet. Amen. Because Jesus, he is everything to me. And he is everything. He can be everything to you because he has the world in his hand. Amen. He said life and death, it all belongs to him. He has the keys to hell and death. Amen. So it is our duty and our responsibility to go to him boldly to the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Because Jesus is the only one that can change your situation. He can do anything but fail. I know personally what prayer can do. We have gotten away from these old songs that say God specializes. I know what prayer can do. You know, we have to remember from whence cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. So we want to always be prayerful. We want to, he said, pray without ceasing. And when we pray, we just don't want to sit up and pray. We want to humble ourselves and pray. Because Jesus, he humbled himself, and he went down on his knees, and he prayed. He humbled himself before the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. So we're humbling ourselves by bowing down, and when we pray and going down on our knees, to show reverence to the Lord. For the Lord said in his word, reverence is his name. Amen. Jesus is his name. Jesus is everything. He is all that you and I could ever dream of and more. And if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And, you know, he told us if we seek, he said if we delight ourselves, not only just seek him, but delight ourselves in him, he would give us our heart's desires. So we don't want to just go to God. That's just a little, you know, a sanctified secret to delight yourself in him. So he'll give you your heart's desires. That's his word. And he's not a man that he should lie, and his word will not return unto him void. But we just don't want to go to God for goodies. We want to go to God for spiritual deliverance for ourselves, for our spouses, for our families, for our children, for our nation, for our country. Now, Jesus said that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. We don't have to carry the load. We don't have to worry about the administration, the presidential administration. Because why? Jesus said the government, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen. It's upon his shoulder. It's not your shoulder. You shouldn't be carrying the weight. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even be discussing it. You should be going to God in prayer and asking God for his protection and his ordinance to be in the White House and in our government. Amen. Whatever you want done, whatever you want to see change, whatever you want to be that's broken, take it to God in prayer. He healed my marriage. Prayer changed my marriage. Prayer changed me. Prayer changed my husband. Prayer can change anything, anybody, and any situation. Amen? Because prayer changes things, people, and situations too. So you have to, that's your secret weapon. That's your sanctified weapon is prayer. Going to God the Father and asking everything in Jesus' name, and it shall be done. But we want to abide in the word of God and to let the word of God abide in us so that when we do ask, amen, when we do ask God, he will honor our request, because we don't want to go to God any kind of way. You know, if a drunk man came to me and, you know, asked me for a favor, and another man came to me and asked me for a favor and he was sober, then I'm more likely to want to listen and do the favor for the man that's sober than I would the drunk man. I would be more cautious about the drunk man. So, because, not to say that I wouldn't do for the drunk man, but I'd be cautious of the drunk man or the man that may be high, because in fear, not knowing what the man may do under the influence. But we don't want to go to God any kind of way. So we want to present our body as a living sacrifice, amen, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Because God told us in his word, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. See, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changes not. I don't care what century you live in, God does not change. Time brings change, but God doesn't change, because he is in control of the time. He said heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word shall what? Stand forevermore. So the word of God is true, and it's quick and it's powerful than any two-edged sword. So you want to be able to know the word, and then you want to believe the word, receive it in your spirit, and carry out the word of God in your life. And God says that he's not a man that he should lie, neither will his word return back to him void. So if God said it, you can best believe it's true. So when you go to God in prayer and asking him in the name of Jesus, whatever, believing that you have received it, of course, it has to be according to his will. It shall be given unto you. So we want to take everything to God in prayer, not some things. We don't want to just take a ask God, oh, Lord, would you, Father God, would you bless me with a house? Father God, would you bless me with a car? Father God, would you bless me with the money? Father God, save the children. Father God, you know, save my marriage. Father God, you know, save this community. Father God, order my steps. Father God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Father God, fill my cup. Father God, give me love. Father God, that I can love my enemy. See, we had to even pray for them that, what? The Bible said what? Pray for them that despitefully use you. See, we want to pray, but we want to pray for the goodies. Amen? What about praying for your salvation? What about praying for somebody else's salvation? What about praying for your enemies? It takes the Holy Ghost to pray for your enemies, listener. You have to have the love of God dwelling richly, richly in you to pray for your enemies. Amen? So God, that's what he said, and those that despitefully used you. See? So, and bless them. So this is what we are talking about, prayer, and I know what prayer can do. Because prayer, it changed me. It changed my husband. It changed our marriage. It changed our life. It changed our ministry. And it changed our world, our whole life. It changed my finances. It changed our finances. It changed everything. And so prayer is the key. And faith unlocks the door. We got to go back to the altar, go back down on our knees, and we need to seek God and to seek him daily and to lay bow down and lay at his feet, the master's feet. Weep and cry out to God. Cry out to him for whatever you need, because whatever you need, God's got it. Amen? You know that song. Whatever you need, God's got it. My friend don't have what I need. My husband don't have what I need. God's got it. God got everything you need. Amen? He said, because what? He will supply what? all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. He'll supply. So whether there's a natural need or a spiritual need, go to the Father in prayer. Amen. Be careful for nothing, but in all things, in everything the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 6, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Let your request be made known unto God. But you know, you must pray for things that are of God. You know, you can't pray to ask for somebody's husband or somebody. You can't do that. You got to pray the will of God. You have to pray, and you use your prayers, the prayers of the righteous. What does the Bible say? It availeth much. You got to have the right spirit. You got to be broken, have a contrite and a right spirit. See, you can't come to God, like I said, any kind of way. You got to come correct, okay? Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And when you pray and seeking God and believing God and you asking me, letting your request be made known to God, you have to pray his will be done in your life. Not your will. You got to come out of the flesh when you're seeking and praying and step into the spirit and ask God to, you know, not let you pray in the flesh, pray in the spirit and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when you get so to you deep where you praying in the spirit of God, you will pray so deep till you're praying the speaker. You'll be praying in another tongue. And you won't know what you're saying, but God will. Because the spirit maketh what? Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Intercession for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I know what prayer can do. Prayer can change anybody, anything, in any situation. And it's the key. It is the key to your life. It is the key to your family's life. It is the key to the world, to loose, to set the captives free and bind up any witch and warlocks and demons that may have had you bound in fetters and or in chains. See, so you want to be free in Christ Jesus. And he said, "In who the Son has set free is what? Free indeed." So I know, you know. If you don't know, you will know after today what prayer can do. Because prayer can do it can perform miracles. It will change your life. And then as you go into and increase your prayer life, Jesus Christ will, you add fasting with your prayer. Because he told us some things only come through fasting and praying. So we have to fast and come, you know, and get off the food and even the water sometimes and just seek God. Because why does God tell us that? Because he said what? He said he is the bread of life. Amen? Jesus Christ is the bread of life. We're breaking bread right now with his fellowship and with his word. This is the word of God. See, he'll fill your cup. And out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Amen? He said, you know, he'll quench your thirst. You know, and you can thirst and what? Hunger after what? Righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. See, you hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what you're hungering for. Not that steak, not that plate, but you hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. Amen. And that goes together because he told us that he is the bread of life. You know, the songwriter sang that song so well. Bread of heaven, you know, sent down from glory. Amen. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He is the bread of heaven, and he sent down from glory. And so when we eat, and he said, you know, he stands at the door and knock. Amen. And if any man open up the door, he said, he'll come in. Woo, glory to God. This thing is getting good. He'll sup with you. Hallelujah. Have some supper. Have some supper. Have some supper. Allow Jesus to sup with you. Amen. Let him fill your cup. He going to come in. Just, he said, he's standing at the door knocking. He said, but if any man open up the door, he said, and he said, I'll come in. Hey, glory be to God. He said, and I'll sup with you. See, he'll fill your belly, he'll fill your cup, he'll fill your soul, and he'll make you whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God is so wonderful. God is so good. I want to thank and praise God on today for my dear friend, Sister Eddie Mae Coleman, who's on the line today. She has been a faithful member and really what I would call ministering God's way. She has been there from day one. She's a woman of God. She knows what prayer can do. The woman has, I believe the doctor told her, her children that she wouldn't come back this way again. But see, she came back. Hey, glory be to God. She came back, hey, from the dead. Because you know why? God filled her cup. Jesus filled her cup. He had a plan. There's a plan, the master's plan. He had a plan for her life. And she knows what prayer can do. And she'll tell you, she'll tell anybody. He is her everything. Make him your everything. And you can live forevermore. I know Elder Trippett, he said today, I shall live and not die. And what? Declare the works of the Lord. Go forth in the name of Jesus, declaring the works of the Lord. For greatly God is worthy to be praised. He is so awesome. He is so magnificent. There is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you. You don't have to be envious or jealous of nobody. Just let God fill your cup. Remember, I know what prayer can do. You know now what prayer can do. Go ahead and seek you first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And my God, hey, he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. We love you so much, and God bless you.